I'm Chris Lawrence, and this is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. West Virginia deer hunters are once again doing their part to fill the plates of the state's needy with nutritious venison meals. I'll explain more when we come back.
The answer is, they only work if you wear them. Yes, Jim?
What are life jackets?
Correct!
I'll stick with life jackets for 400.
They come in new lightweight styles, perfect for any boating activity. Jim!
What are life jackets?
Yes!
Life jackets for 600, please.
Emergencies on the water happen too fast to reach them if they are stowed. Darlene?
What are anchors?
No, I'm sorry. Jim?
What are life jackets?
Correct!
Be a winner. Boat smart. Boat safe. Wear it. This message brought to you by the National Safe Boating Council.
The West Virginia Hunters Helping the Hungry program starts its 16th year this year. That program has provided literally tons of nutritious venison to those in the state who have little.
This program started in 1992 in the state of West Virginia. Of course, Hunters Helping the Hungry is a DNR-sponsored program which allows generous hunters to donate legally harvested venison to needy West Virginians using participating processors.
That's DNR's Jerry Westfall, who coordinates the program and says the process of donating a deer is pretty simple.
Hunters can donate legally harvested venison during the entirety of the 12-day buck season. Earlier, we've already had the first week of bow season. They can also donate during that time. Also, they can donate during the six-day antlerless season and the six-day muzzleloader season.
And from there, it's professionally handled and distributed around the state.
This is boned and skinned and processed by these certified processors, both through Department of Agriculture certification and USDA certification. The meat's then frozen in two-pound burger packages. It's picked up by Huntington Area Food Bank and Mountaineer Food Bank.
Now, there's been some concern in some states over the possibility of lead poisoning, fueled by a single report from the CDC. That prompted some states out west to cancel their program, but Westfall says no such fears here.
Some of these states that abandoned their program, I think they jumped the gun on that before there were studies out indicating the full lead levels in some of these animals. We use only certified processors, as I mentioned earlier. They have to be a commercial or custom licensed processor through the Department of Agriculture, West Virginia Department of Agriculture, or a commercial processor through the USDA. So their facility is inspected, and they do a real good job of cutting out portions of meat that where bullets have penetrated.
Program fueled not only by deer donations, but also donations of money, which Westfall says is always appreciated.
We are restricted from using state license dollars to finance this program by state law. So we are completely dependent upon monetary donations by generous individuals and businesses and corporations and churches throughout the state.
And to find a participating meat processor in your area, consult the DNR's Big Game Regulations book or the DNR website, wvdnr.gov. I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.